This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Intimate Knowledge with Megan King. Shh, it's a show about sex.
Hey guys, it's Megan with Intimate Knowledge. Thank you for joining us this week. We have a lot to talk about. There's been a lot of headlines to run down. We have my boob job and my nose job. My ex-husband got married in Italy. We talked to Teddy Mellencamp and Heather McDonald. We're going to talk about my date with Mike Johnson, the bachelor, former bachelor in Las Vegas, and some kind of crazy shit that went down after that. Going to get Teddy to weigh in on that since she was with us that whole night. And then we are going to talk to Sugarwood founders Austin and Tom. That is a phallic bakery in New York City. And I'm sitting right here with penis-shaped waffle and a vagina-shaped waffle right in front of me. So when I tell you this is a packed schedule, it is. So with no further ado, let's jump right in. Hi, Heather. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Heather is the hilarious comedian that you guys all know from all over the internet, all over her podcast, Juicy Scoop. If you haven't listened, you have to listen. It's hilarious.
Thank you. And you're
going to be doing a live show coming up around BravoCon, right?
Yes. October 15th, that's Saturday, BravoCon weekend. I just happen to also be doing a live Juicy Scoop just down the street. I believe physical tickets might be sold out, but you can now stream it. Just go to heathermcdonald.net and you can stream it, and then you have access to watch it for 7 days. So you can watch it while it's happening.
Brilliant.
And then you can watch it for 7 days, but then it's gone forever. It will then go up on YouTube or anything.
Oh, okay.
And
so,
I really don't give a shit
about
anything. So like, I'm not employed by Bravo. Bravo didn't ask me to moderate. I was pretty sure they wouldn't ask me to moderate.
But you wanted them to ask you to moderate.
I would have had they, sure. So I'm just saying I have whatever I want to talk about, whatever I discover is happening that weekend, I will
Bravo.
Be willing to share it, make fun of it, and talk about all the juicy
I
scoop.
Believe you too, because I can see the conviction in your
yes.
face. I can see it. And I've never been invited to BravoCon. Can you believe that? I was on Bravo. I talk about Bravo.
So wait, the first year you were no longer on the show, so
no,
you didn't go with the Orange County cast.
I don't know if they had BravoCon.
They had it the November 2019. Then they attempted to have it. They attempted to have it like a year and a half later, but then they had to cancel that because of COVID coming back.
Okay.
So they only had it once, and it was, and I went, and it was really fun.
Well,
this
yeah,
is
I've
a much
fun.
Bigger situation though. This is like in a big place where you can, you know, so there's a lot more going on. Yeah. So it's a lot more going on.
Well, I've always wanted to go to BravoCon. We'll be invited, right? And But I haven't been. So I'm like, well, what do I do? So I text Andy Cohen recently and I was like, Andy, I really want to get on Girls Trip. That would be fun. And he just responded and said, well, you're a little late for that. We've already cast it. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'm not sucking up to Andy enough, right? So maybe I need to suck up a little bit more to him. So this is what I did. I recently did an appearance on the Tamron Hall show, and
yes,
there was a clip from there that said, did you like being on The Real Housewives of Orange County? And I said, yes, I'm grateful for my experience because it's allowed me to be an independent woman and a single mother of three, and it's given me a platform. And so I took that little clip and I sent it to Andy on Instagram, and I said, thank you so much for the opportunity, Andy. And so I thought that was a good suck up, but he just responded with a heart.
There's just a lot of work that you girls have to do as far as sucking up.
Right.
The minute you've got to constantly be the panic that I see when someone realizes it's like Andy's birthday. And then every housewife is like literally probably drunk, jumping like out of their window because they missed it by like 3 minutes.
It's like his harem of women.
Yeah. So everyone has to be like, oh my, or anything with the kids, like, oh my God, the photos, the best hair ever, baby Ben. And I totally agree. Like the kids are so cute. But when you see the panic of all the people, all the other housewives that have to get and do that within seconds of a post.
Right.
It's probably, I know if I was a housewife, if I was in your position, I would tell my assistant to have Google Alerts and only notifications for on when Andy posts.
For Andy Cohen.
So you can be the first to write, like, oh my God, so cute, best daddy in the world, you know.
Right.
And just like you're that first one, because it's like 6 hours pass.
The suck up game is real.
It's real. And the other thing I would tell you, and to any other former housewives that would like to get into this girls trip thing, which I think is brilliant and I love it.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed both seasons of it. You got to stay top of mind. They literally may have never even considered you.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because
yeah,
out of sight, out of mind.
Good advice.
Also, people that work in entertainment are extremely lazy.
So
they probably just thought, here's our list. Let's be done with it.
Heather, over the weekend, I was in Vegas and I was set up with Mike Johnson. And we have Teddy Mellencamp on the phone. So I want to click her in because I have some news to share with you guys about a little update about Mike Johnson, who was my date in Vegas last week. So I was set up with Mike Johnson by the team here on the Intimate Knowledge podcast. And
what is the deal with this cat? Like, well, I watched all The Bachelors. Which one was he on?
Hannah's.
Oh, okay. And did he make it far?
Hey, Teddy.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Teddy.
I love that we just tagged right in and we're talking about Mike. What's up?
Okay, yeah. So this is great because Heather's confused. Like, how did this whole thing with Mike kind of start? And so I was telling her that it was kind of an experiment for the podcast, for Intimate Knowledge. So I get set up. He flies into Vegas. And we go on a date on Friday night. And then on Saturday night, we walk the red carpet together. And it was just kind of to see what will the media do with this? Because, you know, what's going to happen? Are people going to talk? And it worked. That's exactly what happened. People were talking. And then we talked about it and downloaded about our experience on the podcast on Intimate Knowledge last week. So anyways, Teddy, the reason I wanted to talk to you here is because on Saturday night, we hung out all night with Mike. You and Edwin and then and Ralph and Drew, we all hung out all night long, right? What did you think? Like, I thought we were all having a great time. I felt like I was a couple with Mike.
Well, I don't know if you recall this, but I remember telling you in the restroom.
Uh-huh.
I can feel, like, I hear what he's saying to you and all of this, but this is absolutely not going to be, like, a long-term thing.
Well, what did I say then?
And you argued back with me and you were like, Teddy, I think you like called me purple or something. Like
Aura colors. Yeah.
You gave me an aura color. Uh-huh. And like you were just someone that likes to be right. But
I did not like your answer.
We have a real connection. And I was like, yeah, you may have a Vegas connection.
Yeah.
But that's where I would leave it.
Yeah, you told me to bone him that night.
Oh, yeah. I said, because I had already done my research and it had said.
Teddy did a deep dive.
Yeah, I'd already done
that. That he had a huge dick?
No, that he can't. He's been very open about if he likes somebody, he can't get his dinger up.
So.
Oh, God. I'm sure he's thrilled he went on this date. God.
Wait, this was Teddy research, not me, by the way.
I know, but I'm saying now we're talking about something that's like.
Well, he's
kind of a bummer.
I mean, it's on his social media. Like,
it's on his
everyone,
social-
Everyone has to have a hook.
So anyways, the night ends, right? He goes back to his room. There's no hooking up. And the next morning, he had to fly out early. And I just felt bad. I was like, I totally took over. Like when we were walking the red carpet, I just took over the interviews. And I just felt kind of bad. And I was like, I really liked him.
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
First of all, nobody knows who he is. So how could you have taken over? You think the world was waiting and you think the people were like,
kidding?
What?
Don't you remember when he dated Demi Lovato? People know who he is because he's a...
All right. I feel like I'm pretty up on pop culture and I watched every Bachelor and every Bachelorette and he looked familiar. But to me, in my world, like you're a much bigger name. And so I thought you guys were... I thought, oh, they're going to do a podcast together about dating.
No,
I did not think
episode.
It was a real date.
No,
I thought
it was
like
a real date.
You promoting a pairing of a
well,
podcast.
Well, it was a blind date, but then it turned into a real date. So then I get back to St. Louis and I feel bad. So I FaceTime him and I'm like, Mike, hey, this is on my birthday, actually. I'm like, I just wanted to tell you, I got to run. I'm going into a lunch, but I just want to tell you, I really enjoyed my weekend with you. I feel like it did start as, you know, this blind date setup, but I really do have honest, like, connection with you, and I'm sorry if you ever felt emasculated or whatever, but I just had to reach out and tell you that the way I acted was real. And then I'm like, also, I gotta go. Like, I'll talk to you later. And he was like, wow, I didn't expect that. Oh, my God. He's, like, laying in bed. He was, like, kissing the phone on FaceTime, right? So he's like, okay, well, I have some thoughts on this. And I'm like, okay, all right, well, I gotta go. So we like try to connect and he was working, I was working. It was just
Where does
hard.
He live?
Austin.
And what does he do?
I don't really know.
And
he has a podcast.
Of course. And how old is he?
34.
And you're telling me you guys didn't even like make out?
We made out.
Did he touch your boobs or new boobs?
Yeah.
And how did that feel? Was that the first hand on your new tit?
No.
Oh. And did he finger you?
No.
Oh, did you at least dry hump? Did you feel the boner through the jeans?
No, because I felt guilty because I had just gone on a good date with a different guy. And in my head, I just felt guilty.
Oh,
like hooking up.
I feel like you're leaving part of the story out. When you were in Vegas,
he was
very like coming. He was like aggressively saying how much he liked you.
I know. Like, he literally asked me to be his boyfriend the last night. I'm not kidding.
You mean his
His girlfriend. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And
that would be the juicier part of the story that he identifies as a woman now.
So, turns out there was no boner.
Yeah.
So anyways, we try to connect again, right? And we're having trouble. I get a text from him. Long text right here. Here's what the text says. I keep having back-to-backs today. Sorry, my mom called while we were talking, but I wanted to mention, I see us as strictly friends and wanted to say that before I forgot to mention. Running into my next in a minute. Hope your day is good thus far.
Oh, God. Well.
I honestly feel like your picker is askew. Like.
What? But Teddy, you saw him. You saw him.
I know, but I saw him. Listen, I think he's a really cute, nice guy.
Yeah.
I think he came in for the opportunity, which, listen, like, I love to stir the shit as much as the next person. I'm happy to be out there in the press. But also, like, when I didn't see that moment, I'm like, wow, you know what? I think Mike's ready to settle down and
have
some kids. And, like,
three instant kid children.
And if you were drunk in Vegas and you're not trying to like do more than kiss and touch somebody's boobs, there's something not 100% right. And this is the final straw for me, which he's very nice. I'm not speaking poorly of him. He used the opportunity that you gave him to come in, but he did reach out to me and ask me for help getting representation for soap operas.
Oh, well, I mean, he did it for the same reason that I did it for then. Like,
right.
Which is fine.
Why did you go to the right? Like, why did you?
I don't know, because I'm a good person. And like, I didn't want him to feel bad. So that's what I did. I did what I thought was the right thing to do. And you know what? I got to give him props. At least he was honest for me. I think most guys in this situation would have ghosted me completely instead of like sending. Yeah, granted, it was a text, but like, it's that was my reaction, Teddy. That was my reaction. I literally laughed because I'm like, it wasn't that deep, right? So it's not like a breakup by any means, but it's also like, oh, you're 34, bachelor. That's so cute.
Well, I think I, from what I saw, I thought you guys, it was all a publicity stunt.
You didn't like it.
I just thought it was a, no, I thought you guys were pairing to do a podcast together and pretending that you were dating.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay, they have a thing coming out. So then when you asked me to do your show today, I was like, where's the guy? Like, I was like, wait, you don't have a co-host? Like, no. I think it did what it had to do for everybody. You
agreed.
You got some press out of it. He got some press out of it. Teddy's going to get him on a soap. And you got like a little hand on your titty. It's all good. Perfect Vegas weekend.
Perfect.
But the part that I'm really struggling with is why you felt the need to tell him you wanted to be more serious.
I didn't necessarily say more serious. I said I would like to see you again. I didn't say I want to be your freaking girlfriend. Like,
yeah, that was bad.
But you can't say that because you felt bad.
I felt bad. You guys, I'm not used to this stuff.
You felt bad like you blew him off.
I felt bad like I was using him because I was.
Yeah.
But he was using him.
Yeah. And he was fine.
And so everybody's fine. So I just need to get over it.
Yes.
And I don't have to play Miss Nice.
And then he had to clear it up because he's like, listen, I don't think he wants to FaceTime you anymore.
No.
No. So don't. So I think he just was like, let's just wrap this up. Let me start studying for the Bold and the Beautiful. And like,
he's going to start studying his lines.
He's like, I met some connects here. iHeart invited me to another event. Nothing against you, but I'm just not that into you.
All right. Well, that chapter is closed. That was a
moving on.
That was an experience.
What I was bummed about when he walked up. And then I had to get off of your Raya profile, which I was enjoying.
That's right. That is right. Oh, my gosh, Teddy, you responded to that guy on Raya for me. You were like, it's only a flight away because he was in New York. And you're he responded again. And I think we're talking now. So thanks, Teddy. You might have actually just set me up with my next boyfriend.
I need to handle your picking from here on out.
I know. Well, somebody does. God.
Or not.
Yeah. Right. I agree.
The follow-up. I need help. All right. Well, Teddy, thanks for coming on. I appreciate you making time for us.
Shoot me a text when you get more than a titty touch.
Oh, God. Okay. You're going to get a lot of texts.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, I was surprised. I thought Teddy was going to be like, oh my gosh, I thought you guys had a thing. So clearly my picker is off, for real.
Yeah, it's all good. Moving on.
Moving on. So there's been some headlines. It's been so funny because, like, I'll get alerts for my name and headlines. But this past week, my name was in a lot of headlines that weren't about me. They were about my ex, Jim Edmonds.
Because
and
he got
his new
married
bride.
In
because
Italy.
Because he got married in Italy. Yeah.
Yes.
And so.
And is that, you were wife number three, right?
Correct. So he's on
and now
four.
You've been also married three times, right?
Thanks for reminding everyone.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I just, you know.
just, well.
Because you were married to the Biden nephew.
Yes. I was married to him. And oh my gosh, by the way, like sidebar for a minute.
Yeah.
So I flew out here last night from Philadelphia. I was at my cousin's wedding. And sitting next to me on the plane, literally next to me, is one of my ex-Cuff's best friends. And former roommate.
The one that you, the ex-husband.
Correct.
And did you guys talk the whole way?
The whole way.
And what
yeah,
you, did
it was
you,
a 5-hour flight, right?
Like, and what, did he divulge anything that you didn't know?
I got a lot of validation, which was really
because
nice.
Because what is your statement of why you got married so quickly in a nutshell and why it ended so quickly?
The getting married quickly in a nutshell is because I didn't want to get married. He did. I wanted to make him happy because he said he wanted to be like a member of the family, like a real member of the family, stepdad, instead of just boyfriend, which totally tugs at my heartstrings. And
were your parents and everybody like excited for it, or were they were like?
I mean, people were apprehensive, but what are they going to do? We're grown people. Like, there's not no stopping us. If
and
we
was it fun that the Bidens were there?
Yeah, of course. I mean, no. I thought it was supportive. It's just a normal family. They're like our families, like these big Irish Catholic families, like just normal, fun, happy family people.
Yeah.
And so it felt right. That part of it felt right. So anyways, we get married. It was a rash decision. Should never have done it. And the reason we broke up is it just didn't work out. Like, we rushed into it too quickly. And I guess that's what I'm saying. Like, there's clearly, like, a lot of other reasons. You don't just, like, break up after 2 months because, oh, it just didn't work out, right?
Right.
But I'm not going to go into those right now. But I did go into a lot of those reasons with his friend on the plane last night. And that was very validating for me because it felt nice to have his friend say, look, yes, I see what you're saying, but also I still am his friend.
Yes.
You know
of course.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Because then it's like, okay, there's a balance here.
Do you think the friend got off the plane and called him or texted him and was like, holy shit.
No chance.
Really?
No chance.
Well, he's going to know about it now.
Well, I mean, maybe. I mean, but I haven't said anything. Like,
no, but like, if I knew him, I'd be like, okay, Megan King just started her podcast and she mentioned that she sat next to one of your friends the whole way, but that there was no... But it appears that like, there's no shit talking, just validating that it wasn't a pairing for the ages.
Correct.
Like, yeah. Like not.
As we all do. Yes.
So the wedding happened. I saw some photos.
Yeah. Jim's wedding.
Jim's wedding.
Jim's wedding. I saw some photos too. She, I saw her dress. It was a gorgeous lace dress that was exactly what I would have chosen for her.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then.
Because you guys were friends.
Well, okay.
I mean, the juiciest part of the story.
Correct.
Is this is the tale for not having threesomes.
This is the how it ends.
I mean, this is
when you have a threesome with somebody, your husband might end up marrying them.
Right.
Which is what happened.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And how about there are some headlines that said Meghan King's ex-husband Jim Edmonds weds threesome partner. How about that for a headline?
Well, I mean, that is the headline. That I mean, that
like,
is
he's
that,
only known because of me now, and she's only known as threesome partner. Like, no bueno.
No, but it's a grabbable thing.
It is. It's clickbaity. It's also true.
But I mean, you know, they got married. She's now the stepmother to your three kids.
I know, right?
So, you know, I think the best thing is just to be like, hey, I mean, you liked her enough at one point. So
hopefully it lasts. Like, yeah. That's all I care about, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
and you want stability it, you for want the kids. It to last.
Totally.
And you want her to, you know, cater to him and be the best wife to him so that he's nice to you and just like be like, good, do your thing. Just be nice to my kids. And
I did think it was interesting that he had a very small wedding, it looked like. And I thought it was interesting that he had a nanny there, but none of his 7 children. There was no kids to nanny at the wedding.
Interesting. But I also think...
my kids weren't even invited, as far as I know. They don't even have passports. And he didn't ask me to get them a passport.
I think that was a gift for you. That would be very scary for me to have... I would be very stressed as you to have 3 little kids traveling all the way to Italy for a wedding. So
especially when they've never traveled with your dad before.
No.
Ever.
I think that was a grateful gift. Like, they don't need to be there.
Well,
it's a very long trip. I think if it was her dream to get married in Italy, and part of the accommodation was, let's do it small, and for Jim having...
on my birthday, by the way.
Having 3 ex... I don't think... whatever... good. It's a gift.
It is. The best.
I don't think him having 3 ex-wives with 3 different groups of children.
Baby mamas. Let's just call it what it is.
I think it made it best that that none of them came. Because
you
if,
do?
Yes. Because if the little ones came, why aren't the older ones there? If the middle ones came, why did this?
Like all or none.
Like, yeah. Like, let me have my wedding. It's just a wedding.
Yeah.
You know, what's one day? People put way too much on one day, on who they invite and who comes.
I like your spin on this.
Yeah.
This is a good spin.
So I think it's all good.
There's too much pressure around weddings.
Yes.
You're right. Okay. So see, look, this is why you're good for me, because I need the non-cynical version to be here sitting next to me, because here I am. I'm just like, but like, I guess that's easy to do when, you know, you're divorced from somebody who doesn't communicate with you, isn't allowed to communicate with you. I had a TRO against him. This is also a headline that I dropped, but I didn't actually drop it. A TRO is a temporary restraining order. And so it either has to turn into a full-blown restraining order or goes away if it's dropped, or it's dismissed by the judge if they don't think there's enough evidence. And so we ended up turning it into a consent order that has all of the same terms as a restraining order, but now it's reciprocal, so I have to follow it as well. But I follow the rules, so whatever. It doesn't make any difference to me. So, like, I'm still in a position where I feel, like, very protected and safe, and yet there's no, like, public, you know, restraining order out there. And it's good for Jim and I because we don't have to see each other or communicate except about the kids, which is nice.
And, you know, I'm hopeful for this whole thing.
You are?
Yes, because I do think time helps.
You'll win.
And... you know, she oftentimes, the new wife, is the good buffer. And so, like, I would be very, like, good for you guys.
100%.
And maybe she'll be the thing that makes it easier for you guys to do your, you know, custody exchanges and all that stuff.
Well, we don't talk. So I don't know. I mean, but.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll see.
Like, yeah.
We'll see in the future.
Yeah. And then.
Cheers to the happy couple.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah.
they're still over there in Italy, but that didn't stop Jim from sending me some nasty messages, including when he replied all to my son's class and said that I suck. You know.
During the week of the
during his he replied all to my son's class,
like in a big email,
in a big huge email, for a reply all to a parent teacher sign up sheet, and said,
who's gonna bring the pumpkins?
Like, you all can see how much my ex-wife sucks. I'm not kidding. I was like, oh my god. I got an email separately saying I'm so sorry, and I don't even know who that person is who said I'm sorry. I didn't know any of these people. My son just started at this school. Yeah. And that was his happy honeymooning, I guess. Like, so weird.
Well, that's not a great sign. Well, you just got to rise above it. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella. Okay, I want to ask you some questions.
Yes.
So, you've known me for a while. What kind of man do you think I should be with? Who do you see me with? Or what type of person?
I definitely think someone that's like or in and around your age, not old or like you.
What about younger?
A little bit younger, maybe, but that has to be really mature. And I could see you definitely getting with a guy that, you know, wants, obviously is into kids and might want to have kids and be a kid, you know, be a father to your kids.
Does he have kids or not?
I mean, I would, hopefully not. That's just a lot to organize.
I know, but then, like, what if he wants a kid?
So, like, can't you?
Can I just give him one?
I don't think you should be thinking about any of that.
No.
I think you should just be thinking about being the single mom.
Yeah.
And it would be really nice to have a great companion that you, like, see when, part of the week. Doesn't live with you.
No.
And then when you do have the breaks from your kids, you have this uninterrupted time to be a girlfriend.
Right.
And that's what I would be looking for if I were you.
That's what I'm trying to. It's just hard in St. Louis to find somebody like that.
Because that's where you live all the time.
That's where I live all the time. And it's just, I don't know, the dating pool is weird there. But
I think the dating pool is weird everywhere.
Well, speaking of like things not working out, what about the rumors about David Doerr and his new wife, Leslie, filing for divorce?
Well, you know, when I first saw that he filed, my first thought was like, well, if this isn't the tale for why men at 56 might not want to start a brand new family.
Because that book has already been written. We know the ending.
Yes, because I'm like, you know, she's 20 years younger than he. She has two little kids. And I'm like, I don't know. You know, it probably was really great in the beginning when, you know, she acted all, you know, maybe acted like there was so much sexual tension and passion. But then that woman has three kids to watch and a little one and maybe something, I don't know what happened. So then I was like, all right, well, there you go. Then when it turned out that she writes, oh, he's retracted the divorce filing, go back to your original programming, we're fine.
Right.
And I was like, okay, well, this isn't a great sign of a relationship if you're that, like, rash about filing and then decide not to take it back. Like, that seems like a lot of back and forth. Like, that's something you should really, really think about and be like, we've gone to counseling. This is the end, final, like.
And it's on social media.
But then she said, oh, by the way, I'm filing now.
What's the deal with that? Are we keeping score here?
I don't know. But
okay, so you were just with Shannon at the USC game. I saw a picture of you guys on Instagram. Did you talk to her about this at all?
Just a little bit. And I mean, you know, I think, you know, he loves his girls, his four, including, you know, the three older girls.
Right. With
Shannon. And the baby. I think he's very committed as a dad. I mean, that's what I've heard. And that he's into the kid. And, but who knows? I mean, you know, the thing I said was when you meet a guy that's divorced, who is older and you're the younger woman and he says, my ex-wife is crazy and da, da, da. And you're like, God, I want to believe him because he's so charming and sweet. Now, if only I could have a window into their real marriage. Oh, actually, you do. On 5 seasons of Real Housewives of OC. You could have seen it. So if now this girl finds herself in a similar volatile, you know, silent treatment, whatever we saw happen with Shannon and David.
Yeah.
She should have explored that more before she jumped in and got married and had his kid. But it doesn't seem like this seems like this is ending. I do not think they're going to continue. I think the divorce will happen and then David will have two ex-wives.
I think that a lot of times in Southern California, especially, we see pairings that have this wide age gap and sometimes it's real love and real romance. And sometimes it's, oh, she's getting like a lifestyle and he's getting a sexy thing.
Right.
And
what the older guy needs to realize is that, you know, when he first meets the girl and she acts like she's never seen a dick before besides his and she can't, she just needs to give you a blowjob 3 times a day and that's all she's ever wanted.
Ever.
And then the guy is like, finally, somebody gets me, right?
Finally, somebody understands
me. He needs to realize this isn't going to last for the next 20 years and then get her pregnant and then the baby's going to take precedence as the baby should.
As the baby does.
And like, and then he realizes, oh my God, I'm in the same situation I was 30 years ago or 25 years ago. So it's just like, be smart about it on all ends.
Yeah.
Like, and the 20-year age difference is different. It is different
20 is a lot.
When you build wealth together versus you suddenly step into it, that's a different dynamic.
Completely.
You know, Tom Girardi, Erica Jane's a different dynamic. Yeah. Like, it's a different dynamic than we came up together, you know, and we created this family together. We've been married 20 years together. I'm not saying that's the end all be all, but just know if that's your dynamic, it's not going to look like other people's marriages. It's going to have that dynamic. And you better, like, just be aware of the pitfalls so that it does last.
So I texted Shannon the other day. So when I got my boobs and my nose done recently, thank you. I'm like a little over a month out now, and I'm very, very happy with both. I got a cosmetic hair. Great. Thank you. And Newport Beach. And so I stayed with Kelly Dodd after my surgery because she got her boobs done by Dr. Nicole, same as me.
And then I saw you at the Pelican.
Yeah, and then you saw me with my nose cast on.
Which I was like, this is so OC. Thanks for coming out.
That's the only reason I did. Kelly's like, you're in Orange County. Everybody does it. It's fine. I'm like, you're right.
I love it.
And so then I was like, Kelly, I texted Shannon because I told her I'm in her neighborhood because Kelly and Shannon live in the same neighborhood. But she never responded. And Kelly's like, oh, she's mad at you. And I'm like, well, what'd I do? She said, you said something in the press. I said, what'd I say? She said, she doesn't know, but she was going to go look it up. And I'm like, what? Like, sounds like a real zinger, huh? Real got real good there.
What? Well, when we were at the SC game in this beautiful suite, which was made it so nice because it's like you have your own little party, but you can watch the game.
It's the best.
Jeff was a little bit nervous about seeing Shannon.
Why?
Because he had gone on Watch What Happens Live.
Okay.
And one of the questions was, do you think Shannon and her boyfriend, John, will last?
And he said no.
Yes. And he goes, I mean, I go, that was an awful thing to say. Like, even if you were thinking it, it's an awful thing to say because no one should be doing bets on their friend's current relationship. If they're all good, listen, what's the chance that there's such a small chance that you end up holding hands on the deathbed, okay? It's very, very little for everybody.
Well, when you put it that way.
So, but then he says it out there, and then that puts a spark into the fans, and it's, you know, and Shannon and
John. Yeah, and
John
has a popular show.
Yes,
and he said, watch what happens live, which is popular.
So, but Shannon was fine. Shannon gets overstuffed.
How is she fine with that? And she doesn't even know what
She'd be fine with you, too. If you would have shown up in the suite, she would have made up with you, too.
Yeah.
Like, she
can't not make up in person.
Yeah, she's
but it's in person.
Yeah, she's.
You have to be in person.
Right.
Like, she's old fashioned like that, old school.
Yeah, she'll be. So she was fun, and John was there, and they are a great couple.
Good.
So it's like.
And so, so Jeff had to smooth things over with
No, there was no smoothing. It was all good.
Okay, good.
It was all fine. That's what I'm saying.
And Kelly was there with Rick.
Yeah.
Kelly Dodd and Rick Leventhal.
They're a good couple. Yeah.
And I'm staying at Kelly's house in a couple of days again when I go back for the touch-ups.
Well, very nice.
Well, whatever they do. I don't know what they do. Well, you know what? Today's actually National Boyfriend Day. And so update on my dating life. I don't have a boyfriend.
Okay.
So
National Boyfriend Day. Last week was National Daughter Day. I did nothing for it.
I don't like all these days.
National Sunday. I did nothing for it. As far as whenever I fed them, I said, I love you. I don't, you know, like these posts that you have to do, these long.
You've got them alive.
These long, like, I don't have time to put post together and find 12 photos of you for a slideshow. Like, you know what I did instead? I actually like call the kid and talk to them. Like, what?
Yeah,
I'm just so sick of all this stuff.
Like,
and I don't think there could be a worse thing than National Boyfriend Day.
That's
if you want to scare away your boyfriend, do a big long post about it being National Boyfriend Day.
I shouldn't do one for Mike?
Absolutely do nothing.
Do nothing. God. Well, Heather, thank you so much for joining us today. And
here, I'll do my plugs easy for
all
you.
Right, go for
so
it.
The show is Juicy Scoop, 7.5 years. Megan has been on it a couple times. Mm-hmm. And it's every Tuesday and Thursday, heathermcdonald.net. I have a show in Vegas that I'm doing on October 22nd, a live Juicy Scoop with some of my favorites. And then I'm in Texas and New York, Texas and the East Coast. But of course, the next one is the streaming opportunity of the juice that'll happen from BravoCon that I'll be talking about with absolutely no filter.
I see that gleam in your eye. I know you have some tricks up your sleeve.
Oh, it'll be extremely entertaining, and I'm very excited about it and excited for you too. And you look adorable. So good for you.
Thanks,
girl.
Thanks for joining us.
Love you.
Till next time. Love
you. Bye.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
All right. Hi, Tom and Austin. Thank you for joining me this morning. Tom and Austin are the founders of Sugarwood, a pastry shop in New York City. And I tried to go. I couldn't make it because it was a Tuesday. You guys were closed. But the special thing about Sugarwood is that all of the waffles are shaped as penises and vaginas. And I have them sitting right in front of me. And my goodness, I mean, this is a girthy waffle and in front of me. You guys, wow, this is very realistic. How did you come up with this idea?
So to be honest, there are shops similar to Sugarwood in other parts of the world. And and I'd seen how successful and popular they were. And I also saw other sort of phallic food items, like there's a bakery in Paris that does penis-shaped baguettes, and there's a winery in Napa that does wine and penis bottles. And so I knew that with my background in marketing and branding that I could bring the idea to New York, but really put a New York spin on it and a little bit of a queer spin on it as well. And
love it.
That was the origin of the idea.
And so how's business and what kind of customers do you get?
So business is booming. We opened at the end of June. We had a not so soft opening party.
Oh my God. I love it. Not so. Did you call it that?
We did. We literally
good,
did.
Good. Thank goodness.
And then we're actually having our grand opening event this weekend. But since then, it's really taken off. We have had tons of influencers and just everyday customers stop by. People are finding out about us through social media and through their friends, word of mouth, internet, Google searches. And it's just, you know, every week is better than the next.
You guys have a huge social media following and it's so fun. I mean, there's so much fun that you can have with this because your intention isn't to be vulgar, right?
Correct. No, it's supposed to be silly and it's supposed to be fun and it's supposed to taste delicious, which they do.
So here I have a vagina shaped waffle in front of me. It's otherwise a twat waffle.
No, we call them kitties with Sugarwood.
Oh, kitties. Okay, so this is a kitty. So I'm going to take a bite of the kitty. Why am I taking a bite of the kitty?
I mean, we can unpack that later if you want.
Right? That is delicious. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's so good.
I'm gonna all the recipes.
Yeah. I'm going to try the Woody. The Woody, which is the penis-shaped waffle. And there's a lot of white icing on the tip?
White chocolate, yeah.
White chocolate? Okay. Mm. Oh, you guys, I feel so dirty though right now. Everybody's watching me eat a, take a bite of a tip. Just the tip. Just the tip.
No one's seeing you besides us.
With the mouthful. Mouthful. Right, right, right. And this is delicious too. Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, you learned to be a culinary chef in Paris, right?
Yeah. So I studied at a place called Fécondi. It's in the center of Paris. And I've been a working pastry chef in the industry for about 7 years now.
So, I mean, not only is it just a fun, silly concept, but it's actually delicious too.
Yeah.
And that's intentional.
Which I love. Okay. So what do you guys sell more of, the Woody or the Kitty?
The Woodies outsell the Kitties by like 6 or 7 to 1. But
oh, wow.
We wanted to make sure, and we sort of figured that was going to be the case, but we wanted to make sure that there was something for everybody. So everyone feels welcome. Everyone feels included. And I think you asked us earlier who our customers are, and it's everybody. You know, people come in. We have women, men, non-binary customers. We have gays, straights, everything in between, all walks of life, tourists, locals. Everybody comes into Sugarwood, and everybody leaves with a huge smile on their face and has the best time.
I mean, yeah, it looks like so much fun. So I saw that you guys, I was reading that you guys have what, like a wall of phallic noses or something like that, right? And so this is just so relevant to me right now. Now we're on Zoom, so you can see my nose, but I got a nose job a month ago, and right when, like the first time they took off the cast, it was whiter than my original nose was because I didn't get much done. And so it was still really swollen. And you guys, I'm not kidding. I threw up because I thought it looked like I had a flaccid penis laying on my face.
I'm sorry.
Right? Well, look at it. I'm showing them a picture right now. See what I mean? I look like Gonzo or like Squidward or like, you know what I mean?
I'm getting Squidward nose vibes 100%.
I mean, so I'm like, oh my gosh, you could add this to your wall.
your nose looks lovely right now. So the swelling.
Thank you. Yeah, the swelling went down, and I'm very happy with it now. But I thought that was so funny. I really want to go to Sugarwood, so I'm gonna have to go next time I'm in New York.
Yes, would love to have you.
Just not absolutely. Tuesdays.
I think you'll get a it's not Tuesdays. I think you'll get a kick out of the wall. It was designed by a local artist, graphic designer, and we wanted to take the idea of the photo wall that you see at all the old school New York restaurants of all like the famous people that have eaten there and sort of give it the Sugarwood spin. So it's all famous New Yorkers done in caricature with
oh, cool. penis.
So it's
oh like, well, I mean, if it's caricature, yeah, it's gonna definitely look like a penis nose. Oh, that's amazing. And you know what? So this is. I think there's something about, and you guys tell me what you think, like phallic imagery and or just directly like straight up penises and even vaginas, but it's more penises, I think, just becoming more mainstream in our culture. My little brother is developing a line of boxers that are for men who have large packages. And this is, I think, a thing that a lot of times men haven't talked about because it's almost makes, you know, men seem vain or something like that they would care about comfort. And so I think we're entering this new era of like men being more open and comfortable with their not only just sexuality, but with like talking about their members as if, you know, that's not just a thing to have sex with.
Yeah. And we see that. And, you know, like I mentioned, all those businesses that have the phallic foods and now Sugarwood. And I just see, you know, you see it more on TV. I don't remember if male full frontal nudity when I was younger, but all of a sudden it seems to be everywhere on TV, which is great. I think we just want to be part of that conversation and moving society forward where, you know, body parts are not stigmatized. And this is a great way to do it and have fun along the way.
Well, thank you for being a part of promoting that culture. I, for one, am in full favor, and they're delicious. So everybody go check out Sugarwood on Instagram at, where can they find you?
Sugarwood.us.
Sugarwood.us, and check them out if you're in New York. Thanks, guys, for joining.
Yes, thank you.
All right, well, that's it today on Intimate Knowledge, where you get all of your dirty details about my dating life and, you know, anything else we want to talk about, like penis waffles. Ha ha ha. So stay tuned for next week. Let me know if you guys have any questions. I read all your questions on my Instagram today and was able to answer a big chunk of them because if you know, you know. Okay. Till next week.
Stay sexy.
Subscribe to Intimate Knowledge on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.